It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.
Jack Fritz, Elliot Shore Parks, live from Lincoln Financial Field. Jalen Hurts to a rousing ovation.
A standing ovation, yes, one might say.
One might say.
Jason Kelce got one.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was during your read, you know.
Yeah, I was still paying attention.
Just trying to upstage the read. All the beat writers on the field, which I feel like is a direct shot at you.
Yeah, I feel a little left out down there. But this is my favorite night of the year. Being on the air, watching practice. Man, I can't wait for them to start 11-on-11. They are stretching right now. Jeffrey Lurie's down there. Howie Roseman's holding a football. Maybe he'll take some reps.
Yeah. Imagine Howie starts running with the first team.
Yeah. So Jalen walked out, got the standing ovation. Mm-hmm. Is he without question the most popular athlete in the city right now?
It's him and Bryce.
Yeah, I think I would agree Bryce is up there, but I feel like Jalen's about to have a hold on this city. Because, like you said, the Phillies are your family. You've gotten me more into the Phillies. I'm a baseball guy certified. But we all know this is an Eagles town.
Totally agree.
And even at the height of Carson's popularity, I don't think it was ever what it is with Jalen. I think people believed in Carson maybe at a level they don't yet with Jalen. But I think in terms of liking the quarterback and like rooting for him, I feel like Jalen is about to really, if he can have another bounce, another year, as you put it, like prove you're great, I think he's really going to take the city over at a level we haven't seen in a really long time, like maybe since Iverson.
Well, and I think the difference between, well, even Iverson, there's a lot of detractors. You know,
there was some off-the-field stuff that,
but
off
like,
the court.
But with Jalen has a chance, and that's why, like, I'm pretty geeked about this Eagles season for a multitude of reasons. Like, having a tougher schedule is exciting to me. Like, last year's season wasn't that exciting for me. I know that they romped teams and that was fun, but, like, I didn't know how great they were until the halftime of the Super Bowl. You know what I mean?
Well, but to be fair, they lost the only game you're talking about. Like, if you didn't enjoy watching them win by a lot every week.
It wasn't that I didn't enjoy. It was just like, this is like.
It's not the same. I get what you're saying. When we look back on last year, what are memorable moments? Like, what are some moments where, you know,
like the
2017, there's a lot of them, I think. Like, the 61-yard field goal. Like, yeah, right.
The escape.
But, I mean, even during the regular season.
Well, so I guess, like, the Devontae catch in Washington sticks out. The deep pass here where Jalen crossed his arms.
Yep, yeah, to Quez.
Felt like a moment. But it was not like when every game's mostly in hand by halftime and – their only comeback wins were against, like, the Colts and the Bears.
Yeah, the Colts and the Cardinals, I think. Well, those were close ones. Yeah,
they were close games. You know, there was a lot of laughers last year, and it was great, and they were dominant. But this year is a chance to see them against the top teams in the league. And, you know, they have 2 1 o'clock games.
Yep,
it's
all prime time. It's all big-time matchups. And real quick, you know, N'Kobe Dean, he's not practicing, but – Zach Cunningham and Miles Jack, the linebackers they just signed. They're down there. We have a number update on them. Miles Jack, 47.
Which he's worn his whole career, I think.
Yeah, Zach Cunningham, 46. A little interesting, you know, the numbers are right next to each other.
Yeah.
Are we looking at the new starting duo there at linebacker?
We definitely could be. And I love N'Kobe Dean, like everything he did at Georgia, and I was so hyped when they drafted him. But the quote of "we need to bring in some more competition for that room,"
yeah,
is definitely
well. And they say they're down bodies, but like N'Kobe's not practicing. That's one. They brought in two. They cut Davion, I believe, with an injury designation, but Davion is not. He was not going to make the team. So, yeah, I think it's very clear that they have not been happy what they've seen from the linebackers so far. And that's good. I mean, last year when they signed those defensive tackles, I don't think they spun. I mean, maybe they did. But we all knew the reason they signed them was, yeah, the defensive tackles haven't been good enough. Jordan Davis is hurt. He wasn't playing well before they signed those guys. The linebackers have not been good in training camp. And so that's why we're sitting up here in the booth looking at this open practice with two new linebackers on the roster.
215-592-9494. Real quick point to close out the Jalen conversation. What Jalen, to me, has a chance to do this year is, like, have us feeling we might have an all-timer at quarterback. Like, Donovan, I think, is the best quarterback in franchise history.
Definitely.
But I don't think we're at the point where we have one of the all-time. I mean, he's not going to make the Hall of Fame. Jaws is a great quarterback. They've had these like Cunningham, we know. But what Jalen has a chance this year to do, and when you talk about having the key to the city and mm-hmm. taking over the city and being the unquestioned guy here, like, he has a chance also for us to believe that we have our version of Tom Brady and our version of these guys that are going to – like, I don't have him in the Josh Allen, Burrow, Mahomes, that tier yet.
I know you don't.
I don't have him that tier yet. Because I think I need to see him do that again to be there. I know Josh Allen hasn't made a Super Bowl, but year in, year out, he's 35-plus touchdowns and one of the MVP frontrunners.
Yeah, and he's only not in the Super Bowl because he runs into Mahomes before Hurts does, for being honest.
And if the Eagles were in the AFC, are they the second-best team, third-best team? I mean, there's just way more competition in the AFC than for the NFC, which is good for them. But that's what I need to see. And I'm not saying he can't do it, but this is the year where he gets no question about it. You're in that tier. You're one of the – he's already one of the faces of the league, but it's one of the, like, you know, the guys at the quarterback position. And I think he's still on the outside looking in, but he's definitely in that – on his way in there if he goes out and does what he did last year.
I think if you look at what we've known of, like, following the Eagles, right? I remember my first memory of the Eagles is when McNabb came on the field. I think it was in Buffalo for some of his first snaps. Since McNabb left, and really the second part of McNabb's career, but definitely since McNabb left, they have had nothing close to stability at the quarterback position. For as much as this franchise likes to promote, you know, the quarterback factory, we emphasize the position, and they do. They put a ton of resources into it. When's the last time this team had a quarterback where we were like, all right, no question here. Even Carson breaks out in 2017, immediately tears like every muscle in his knee. And then, you know, right from the jump there, it's like, all right, well, who knows what he is moving forward. So when you talk about the aspiration of a Super Bowl this year, clearly that's an aspiration. But what this franchise needs, because if you look, like, we would agree the Eagles are one of the elite run franchises in the NFL. Top five, top six, wherever you want to put them.
Yep.
14 wins last year. 9 before that, 4 before that, 9 before that, 9 before that. 2017, they win 13. Before that, 7, 7, 10, 10, 4, 8. They have not had stability at the quarterback position. So when we sit here tonight in the Maryland Mike booth, watching Jalen get the standing ovation, watch him run this practice, what everyone in this crowd is rooting for tonight is that guy, number one, is the stability they've been waiting for at the quarterback position. Because when you have stability, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, obviously young, but I think clearly stability there. Those are guys where every year you know you have a chance to win a Super Bowl. Jalen is entering this year as that, but it's about proving stability, and I'm excited to see if he can do it.
Well, and before we go back to the phones here, and again, it looks like the Eagles are starting.
So right now they're doing special team drills. It looks like they're doing field goal. Field goal is actually a really good opportunity to see where players are at on the depth chart. Because when you look at these units, you look at it and you go, okay, who are they expecting to be backup players? Right now, unfortunately, this angle we can't really see. But a guy like Josh Jobe, he's been on first-team special teams. Right now I'm looking at Zach McPherson. He's on first-team special teams. I think Sean Bradley's out there. So special teams, if you're here tonight or obviously you're following along, The people that are on these units are the ones that are on the 53-man roster currently.
By the way, they're expecting 50,000 tonight, and we are starting to see people in the top section.
Yeah, and honestly, I don't think I've ever seen that.
I don't think I have.
In the years I've followed, in the years we've done this, I don't think there's been fans in the upper section.
I don't think so either.
Just a special day in South Philly, man.
Special day. Special ovations. Everyone gets one. Chris and
Zach's handing them out. I mean, not Zach. Chris,
wow. Jack. Wow.
Chris. I just said Zach.
Chris and Penn Salkin. What's happening, buddy?
What's up, my boys?
What up, man? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. This is I'm sitting here listening to one of my two favorites.
Appreciate it.
And the Phillies just get the fans just never cease to amaze me here, man. I travel all over the place. I got a sister in California and a brother in Florida, and I do some stuff with laundry stuff that Jack knows about. So, and everywhere I go, I hear, "Oh, you're a Philly fan. You're the one. You're the crumb. You know, you're violent. You beat up." I'm like, "What?" I'm like, "Nah, man, we're not violent like that. We're passionate." I'm like, "I would never move to your town anyway because you're a bunch of clowns. You don't get it, man. We take." We
sounds like you're a popular guy when you travel over into these cities.
Hey, ESPN, Jack. Jack knows me for a few years now. I don't give a rat's rear end if they like.
No,
me.
You don't. Trust me. I don't care. One of my favorite callers.
So, Chris, you were pro standing ovation this weekend.
All day long and twice on Sunday. What the heck? And you know me, I'm a grumpy old bear, Jack.
You sure are. That's why I love this take from you. I'm like, this is my guy, Chris.
The one I can't stand the most is Joe Giglio because he ripped on Carson Wentz today and put him on three uniforms. They're the dudes I don't like. But which was nonsense, by the way, with Bush League.
Yes.
What was going to be the attention of booing a guy and telling him he sucks when he's got a proven track record? And we have him for the next 11 years. I don't care about the money. I care about the time. That's not my money, man. I can barely get my kids through college. So they can pay these guys whatever you want. But somebody will put a stat on. Did you see it, ESP, on Twitter? I will not call it X today. That for some reason, the Eagles are ranked number one from 2000. With the least arrest of troublemakers on their team with only 15 players. Did you see that? I mean, I don't even know why I care about it. It just popped up.
Well, no, look, players get in trouble in other franchises. But to your point, Chris, that is a stat that shows, you know, we can nitpick the linebacker and instant whatever. This franchise is run at an elite level. There's no question about it. They're a franchise you can be proud to be a fan of.
Exactly. You tell me one dude on that team that you won't want your daughter to date. And I wanted to resign him, but that Charlie Johnson Gardner dude, he pulled the wool over my eyes. I don't want no cat like that. He's not a ride or die dude. He's all about himself. I'd like to crack him right in his throat. But I love the bird. I love the birds. Love you guys. I can't have a better day tonight. Oh, I got my Kelly Green. Came in today. My little three-quarter jack.
What player did you get?
What jersey?
No, I got a three-quarter zip because I won't get a number yet.
Okay.
I like all the dudes, but their numbers suck now. I wish it went back to the old number. So I'm hoping that the safety, because he switched it to 21, and that was Eric Allen's number.
Yes,
I hope he really makes an impact. All these other numbers, I love those dudes, but 3, 6, 2, those numbers suck. That's like playing backgammon, dude. I'm not paying for that. I'm not.
Love
you guys. Hey, Jack, I know you hate this. Go Birds.
There he goes. Chris and Penn Salkin. How about those Eagles?
Something Chris touched on that I think is so true. Like, you go to other cities, and we both grew up in the area, so it's like kind of all we've ever known. But when you go to other cities, you just realize it's not like this everywhere.
No.
Like, it's not like, you know, it's – I know they're talking about moving the Sixers arena in the center city. But it's so cool to me that all these arenas are right here in South Philly. And, you know, like, you drive around and, like, WIP and all – it's just – it really is a special, special city to be a part of. And frankly, it's something I think from moving to where I was to WIP, it just feels special to be a part of WIP, too.
Well, and I would say the unprecedented runs since Elliott joined the
Yeah, nothing but wins since Elliott's come here.
Just so
me
many
and
wins.
Rod Lakin,
exactly
the good
right.
luck charms.
Yep. Now, they're doing punting right now, I guess.
Listen to this baseball guy break down football. Absolutely killing it.
Aaron Sipos
with a few punts. We got Ty Zettner going in there now.
See, what annoys me about the Aaron Sipos situation is I thought the number 10 was reserved for the bad backup quarterback.
Yeah, I'm surprised they gave him 10. Now, he did switch out of 8. He was 8 last year. Marcus Mariota took that from him.
Yeah.
But, you know, I feel like whenever
how are you getting bullied out of a jersey number by Mariota?
Well, I think Mariota is definitely going to be on the team. It's probably where that
Aaron Sipos is an NFC champion punter.
Well, Howard Eskin's almost guaranteeing he's not going to be on the team.
Well, the toughest blow for punters last year was Aaron Sipos fielding the ball one time and missing 6 weeks,
breaking his leg. Yeah,
he got hit one time.
I feel like whenever we talk about the punter, whenever I'm asked about it, whenever we bring it up in air, it's always prefaced by, "I know it's just a punter." But in all seriousness, what we're watching right now with these punter competitions is incredibly important.
Is the punter competition the biggest competition?
It really is. It's the most legitimate competition that is on the roster right now. Because last year...
Oh, there's my boy Zentner.
Yeah, it was a good one. Let's see.
That's a good punt.
Yeah, he's fielding it at the five.
That was with pressure in his face, too, yeah. Elliot.
Quez Watkins back there, fair catching
now,
it.
Now, you don't track punter stats, do you?
No, so that's Jimmy Kempsky of Philly Voice. I'll give him a shout out there. He's very good at tracking the hang time and all that stuff. Did talk to Michael Clay about the punter a few days ago. Didn't really say anything, to be completely honest. He's not going to give anything away in his press conference. But all last year, to your point, when they were like 8-0, it became about the Super Bowl. Like, in the Super Bowl, are they good enough to beat these teams that, like, the Chiefs and all that? And in the Super Bowl, what happened? That punt return, like, lost them the game. It was one of four or five plays that really turned that game around in a negative way for the Eagles. So what we're watching right now, like, this could be the difference between them winning the Super Bowl next year or not, because it was last year. Another good punt from – oh, here we go. That was
Sipos.
Sipos got the ball down. It looks like at the 2 or 3 yard line. So I think they would prefer –
yeah, it looked like a lucky kick, to be honest.
All right. Not a lot of hang time.
Not a lot of hang time at all.
I do think they would prefer to go with Sipos. I think it's noteworthy that last year, despite coming off an injury, they still put him back in the Super Bowl. He's Jake Elliott's, like, really good friend on the team right now. They're out there hanging together.
He's the holder, right?
Yeah, good job.
So you need to make sure that
you got to make sure getting along. He is the holder. It is interesting, you know, just like Jake Elliott and Sipos are always together at practice. And I think that matters when they're going to make this decision. So Zentner's going to have to beat Sipos by quite a bit.
Now, is the crash test dummy Britton Covey? He's going to be the lead actor?
Yeah, he's still been the lead kick and punt returner in these drills. But
Deshaun retired. Come on.
He is really – bring Deshaun back. He has really improved as a receiver. He really has. He's getting second-team reps. He – out of the slot, look, I'm not saying – he'll never be someone that can line up on the outside and beat press man coverage.
Is he the sultan of the slot?
Maybe. That could be his new nickname. But he'll never be someone that can beat press man coverage on the outside.
Yes.
Inside, though, he does have – like, you can look at him here, and I mean, everyone's seen him, obviously. Clearly undersized. But in the slot, he is very quick off the line of scrimmage. He is, like – he is shifty out there in the open field. I'm not saying that he is somebody that is going to catch, like, 60 balls in a season. But last year, I think they would have, you know, never put him on the field as a receiver. Like, barring, you know, unless they're up 30 or whatever. This year, I think he's improved enough in practice from what I've seen – where if, you know, Quez were to go down, I mean, he's going to be active on game day, so he needs to be able to contribute to the team in another way besides kick returner. I do think he's improved as a receiver.
Can I say something?
Go for it.
I love Sidney Brown.
Is that going to be your Nick Pivetta?
I'm a sucker for a physical safety.
It's a football guy.
And it's not pandering to Ike. My favorite positions on a football field are linebacker and safety.
Why?
I love a linebacker, dude.
Okay.
I love
linebackers. You grow up a big Ike Reese fan? I guess, like,
no.
Who are the linebackers during your time?
Trot.
Jeremiah Trotter.
Trot.
Okay.
That's it. That's all I need. It was Trot, Urlacher, Lance Briggs. You know,
the non-Eagles there.
Well, I watch other teams besides the – linebacker is my go-to position.
It's your go-to position.
Yeah, right. That's why I was fired about N'Kobe Dean. That's why it's kind of disappointing where we are with him.
Yeah.
But also, just like a physical safety – you know who I got suckered into? Remember Taylor Mays back in the day?
Yep. Yeah.
I was like, it was right after Doc, and I was like, you know who we need? Taylor Mays. He's 6'2".
Yeah.
He lights up people. So,
were you a Kayvon Wallace guy? Seems like he'd be right up your alley.
The problem is, he went to Clemson. Like, I think it's
too.
You can't draft a safety from Clemson to this.
And expect him to succeed.
The one thing, but why I said that was, is that he just like flew through the line, and, like, I know it's a drill, but...
Talking about right now?
Yeah,
Sidney Brown?
He was going 100 miles an hour. And, like,
he runs hard. And, look, he is the best athlete at the safety position without question. And he's slowly come up with reps. If you look where he started, he was with the third team reps. Right now they're doing – this actually is a good chance to see where people are on the depth chart. They're doing individual drills at the cornerback and safety position. And as silly as it sounds, these guys line up straight up in the depth chart order. Sidney Brown has worked his way up the depth chart. The first day of practice, he was with the third team. He's moved up to the second team. He hasn't gotten a ton of first team reps, but I do think, I mean, look at the athletes at that position. He is the best of them. And I also think he's the best safety they have at coverage that can go up into play coverage at the line of scrimmage if needed. So he's been impressive so far in camp, and I think week one he'll probably will have some version of a role on this defense.
I want to be the coach that throws the footballs at the receivers.
Can you do it well enough?
100%. Dude, yeah. I can put a football wherever I want.
I guess it's a former pitcher.
Within 15 yards. I can't do much more than 15 yards.
So Sirianni will jump in sometimes and do this.
I could totally see that. Britton Covey with some good toe drag.
Here's a question.
On the sideline.
If Howie stepped in and do it, would they be able to take it seriously?
Yeah. Dude, I think Howie's made a change recently where he's turned into a tough guy. Like, I know
he's in better shape.
Well, it's been the big Howie. He hasn't done the sarcastic stuff as much recently.
No, yeah, the laughing.
I feel like he's
podium.
Trying to turn more into like a hardcore football.
Well, he's busy
guy.
Now. I'm surprised he's not down there on his phone trying to find another linebacker.
They signed two today.
Got Julian Lurie down there, by the way.
Nice.
Right next to Jeffrey.
Well, I mean, this is an analytics. This is
real. Okay, yeah,
this
it's true.
Real practice.
Yes.
215-592-9494 is how you get in. We'll get back to your phone calls on the other side, and we'll keep breaking down everything we're seeing on the field. I mean, Elliott's like a hawk up here.
Well, they're definitely going to get to team soon. If you look right now, they're getting the quarterback is going to do just throws on air to the receiver. Generally, after that, they get right into 11-on-11. So I think I do think at the other side of this break, when we come back, we will get some true football to break.
That's
down.
Exciting. Don't miss any of that. It's all coming up next here live from the Link.
The Bet Park Sportsbook is the only app that I recommend. And why? Because it's the official sportsbook of the real Philly sports fan. Odd, bets, slots, and games. It's all in the palm of your hand, so download it now. The Birds are in training camp. It's the perfect time to make those pro football futures bets on the Bet Park Sportsbook app. Here are the favorites and the potential payouts if either of these teams win it all this year. A $50 wager on KC pays $300. A $50 wager on Philly, that pays you $350. And you can bet pro football futures on individual player performances right now. Join me and download the Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app. New customers make a winning $10 bet and get $125 in bonus sportsbook bets back. Must be a winning bet, and bonus bets must be wagered once. It's all there. Spread, same game parlays, and much more. Bet Parks is also an official betting operator of the PGA Tour. Bet golf with Bet Parks.
Welcome back, Jack Fritz. Elliot Shore Parks, live from Lincoln Financial Field. Elliot, it's almost time, buddy.
Oh, it is time, Jack. So we're up here. First of all, we're in the Merrill and Mike booth.
Yep.
Got
on the hot seat officially.
Yeah, got a legend behind us making sure we're doing the booth proud.
It's so funny. Like, I know football enough.
Well, yeah, I don't know about some of your punting evaluation made me question.
Well, bad hang time by Aaron Sipos.
Yeah, there you go. That's your new key buzzword when you talk about
not
it.
Not great hang time. It's just like trying to talk football with people that play the game is not one of my strong suits.
Well, it's tough considering you do the show with Ike every day.
Yeah,
but
well, you have to teach him how the sport works.
Exactly.
Sometimes.
In other words, in other news, I should say, we are having our first 11-11 drill right now. First team offense versus first team defense. And this is something Sirianni does that not all head coaches do that I really like. He does put the starters against the starters. Other coaches have done the starters versus the backups. They're not as intense drills. Obviously a little bit easier for the starters there. But Sirianni runs a really competitive practice. So right now, 11-on-11, they're at the 40-yard line going in. Cam Jurgens is out there at right guard. That's noteworthy because he has gotten every rep so far at right guard throughout camp. They seem to be really confident in him. And one way you can see that is Tyler Steen, the backup, has started to take some reps at left tackle. So you got Cam Jurgens out there. A little interesting here. You got Boston Scott split out wide. I do think they're going to throw it to their running backs more this year. Here we go.
Oh.
You want to take this over?
Well, yeah. I mean,
Merrill Fritz.
Yeah, sure. So Jalen dropped back. He found AJ Brown on a short little, cross.
Go ahead. There you go.
Yep.
You got
and looked fine.
So this camp so far, including that pass, AJ Brown, 18 catches on 21 targets. As good as him and Jalen were last year, I think the chemistry from last year is going to show even more. Second play here to Devontae Smith. another guy that's had a really good camp, now 13 catches on 17 targets. And again, last year, you started, you know, in this last hour talking about you want to see him do it again. You want to see them be a great team again. I really think the chemistry from last year has shown in the passing game for Jalen.
And Jalen's, I mean, they started this whole thing in the shotgun. I don't know if that, and without any other running back.
Yeah, so they're now, I believe they're doing a live drill here.
This would have been a sack.
This probably would have been a sack, but I don't know. Jalen's pretty good at avoiding. They're not calling it a sack. So third play, Jalen starting this drill, 3 for 3, a pass to Goddard. Just hitting all of his guys here. A.J., Devontae, Goddard, wheel 1, 2, 3.
He knows it's a big night.
He knows it's a big night. The crowd is going wild. You brought up how you think that could have been a sack. The defensive line has been really good so far. Also, if you look at this, Derek Barnett getting first-team reps at tackle.
Hit the breaking news sounder.
Brandon Graham, I believe that's Fletcher. Jordan Davis, these numbers, shout out to the numbers. They look great with the lime green.
Except you can't see.
Can't see anything. But Jordan Davis is out there. Looks like maybe Milton Williams is next to him.
Reverse to Devontae Smith?
A run to Devontae. He goes about 10 yards.
We didn't see. I don't remember them ever running a reverse.
You know what's silly? Last year in camp, they did it a bunch where they gave it to the receivers in the backfield. But you're right. I don't remember many times they did. I feel like maybe with Pascal once or twice.
It's just not the smartest thing to do. I mean, listen, I love Devontae. I don't need him trying to be, you know, out in open space.
Well, and look, when you're the Niners and you don't have a quarterback and you don't have a true number one receiver and you have to give it to him in the backfield, yeah, that's something you do if you have to have a gadget number one receiver.
So this is going to be interesting, Elliot. They're in the red zone.
They're in the red zone. They're about the 7-yard line.
But this is where last year I feel like it was always Jalen found a way to run it in.
Yeah.
I think the biggest change defenses are going to make, they're going to take that away this year and make him throw touchdowns in the red zone.
I agree with that. Goddard has talked about how in the red zone he thinks he's going to get more targets. That has shown so far. All right, it's a handoff here to Kenny Gainwell. One of the interesting things they've been doing so far in camp, and I do wonder if this is a direct response to the training camp tracking last year. If you remember last year, Miles Sanders got second team reps. It became a big deal. He was yelling, you know, yelling in a playful way, I should say.
Real quick. Lane's coming off the field.
Kelsey's coming off, Lane's coming off. To me, this looks like they're just giving them reps.
I know, but
time off. Yeah.
This is a big game.
So they exactly. Driscoll is in at right tackle. It looks like Tyler Steen went in at right guard. The left side of the line is the same. They've been doing this more throughout camp. This started in the last few practices where they've been giving these veterans time off. So, I mean, look, it's not a bad thing, right? You do get these guys reps. We got a run right here to DeAndre Swift. But what I was saying, by the way, 3 straight running plays in the red zone.
Boring.
Yeah, not the offense you want to see, exactly. But the running backs, they have really been rotating these guys in and out. In fact, Rashad Penny has not been getting a ton of carries with the first team offense. But Nick Sirianni said the first day of training camp, don't take anything away from that because he is going to rotate these guys. And to his word, like Trey Sermon gets first team reps, he really does rotate these guys in and out.
Yeah, and they're down in the red zone again.
So they're at the 2-yard line. Jalen's in the shotgun.
I know these guys run into the end zone. I don't think any of these plays so far would have been touchdowns in real games.
No, I agree. I think running the ball in training camp practice are a little pointless.
This is what they do.
Yeah, I don't like this right here.
I don't like it at all.
So Jalen runs a quarterback sneak up the middle. Here's my two thoughts on that. One, we know he can do it. What's the benefit?
This is impressive to me.
It's a wasted play in a training camp practice. They can't hit him. They're not tackling even if he wasn't the quarterback. To me, this is a cop-out play. Like,
it's a way to appease the fans and get a standing ovation.
Agreed. We know he can do it. Go run a play that maybe he's not as comfortable with. He was really good from the pocket last year. Throw the ball there. I think running plays in training camp practice, especially when you're not tackling, are somewhat pointless plays. But at the end of the day, the offense, to recap the drive, does start at the 40-yard line. They go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 plays down to get into in for the touchdown. And now Marcus Mariota takes the field at the link in an Eagles helmet. 2015 Elliott is very jealous right now because this is the moment we've all been waiting for.
Well, try not to tear up. I mean, this is a big moment for you.
A big do the deal guy.
First play, of course, is a handoff.
First handoff to Trey Sermon. Corey in Columbus, shout out. I know you're excited to hear that.
Yes.
So Trey Sermon, interesting player. Trey Sermon is clearly fifth right now on the depth chart among the running backs, in my opinion. Most years, we'd be sitting up here talking about the number 5 running back only when they're with the third team offense, and he'd have no real chance of making the team. Trey Sermon, I think, has a chance to make this roster. They carried him on the roster all last year. He was a high draft pick out of Ohio State. Didn't really get a fair shot. in San Francisco before he was released. It's going to be tough to keep five running backs, but if they do keep the truly 53 best players, I think Trey Sermon is one of them.
Yeah, sure.
There's no sure. He definitely.
It's just.
Oh, here we go. Trey Sermon. Oh, unfortunate. So little wheel route there to Trey Sermon was broken up by. Let me see. It looks like Sean Bradley was in coverage there. On the play to Sermon.
These highlighter numbers make it impossible.
It's very hard. Especially in my old age now, it's hard to make the numbers out.
I agree. Thank God we're up here.
But a noteworthy play there, part of that play is the wheel route. We did not see a lot of that last year. I don't think they trusted throwing the ball to Miles Sanders as much as maybe past coaches have. If you remember, Doug threw it to Miles quite a bit. It was his rookie year, his second year. They've been throwing the ball to the running backs way more than they have in past years.
Mariota drops back.
Here we go. Good
roll
pressure.
To his right.
Good
a
pressure.
Terrible
incomplete.
Throw. Just a terrible throw.
So who got the pressure there? It looks like Taron Jackson was all over. Who was that throw to? Looked to 86
no
right there. Well, was it whoever it was? It didn't get there. It was Calcaterra.
It was a worm burner.
Mariota's accuracy has been a problem.
Yes.
He talked after the last practice and said, I think this is his eighth offensive system in 9 years or something like that.
Seems like a problem.
Yeah, I mean, we talked last year with Jalen about how the fact he was going to have the same offensive coordinator and the same offensive scheme 2 years in a row really helps him out. So you do want to give Mariota some time to adjust to the offense.
He's in the shotgun again here, Elliot.
Yeah.
Which means he's probably going to throw the ball. Let's see if we can step up from
good
the last
analysis
one.
There.
Good
we go.
Pressure. Oh,
good run.
Yay.
Good run. Now, look. I'm going to say a bunch of negative things about Mariota here, but when he runs in the open field, Jack, is he not an impressive runner?
Of course.
Yeah.
Long
strides. He covers a lot of ground quickly.
Did you say long?
Long strides. Yeah, you like that?
Yeah.
It's not Sam Bradford quarterback anymore. It's someone that can really run. But
they're getting a lot of pressure up the middle, though, Elliot. I mean, then that's a good sign for the two young, because this should be two of their younger guys that are playing right now on the defensive line.
Yeah, up the middle. Let's see. It looks like 97 is in there, and Marlon Tuipulotu. All right, third team. Is Jalen Carter coming in? No, Jalen Carter is still not in. I don't know if he's gotten reps yet this drive, so we'll keep an eye out for that. But here's my Mariota thing. I get the offensive scheme. I get the adjustment. Those matter. I have seen Mariota miss too many throws in camp that you should be making no matter how many offensive schemes, no matter who your teammates are, just throws that at this point of his career he should be making. Mariota is well paid to be a backup. This is not an $800,000 backup that they have. So he's right now backup in the pocket. He also pulls it down really quickly. Look, so he's running in. Yeah, not an impressive play. Running plays in camp, just it's impressive to watch him run, but the run itself, not impressive. He runs it way too much. He must run it 8 or 9 times out of his 20 snaps he gets each practice. I don't know if that's because of poor offensive line play, but there, would you agree, he pulled it down quickly and just took off.
Yeah, because that's what he knows is going to work well tonight. And, like, I just, like, this whole quarterback should, in these kind of settings, throw the football. You're not,
yes.
For us up here, sure. Like, you know, we want to see throws because it's easier to evaluate. This does nothing. I mean, yes, you can run. No one can also tackle you.
Yeah, no one can tackle him. So right now they're at the 7-yard line. It is Mariota still in there. It looks like Penny's with him. Drop back. Staying in the pocket. Uh-oh. Pump fake. Little pressure. Pump fake. All right, here we go. He's going to try. Oh, so that was a really nice
throw. Good job, Marcus.
Look at that. Marcus Mariota proving us wrong.
Standing
ovation from Jack Fritz over here.
Marcus
is this the new Reed Stinnett performance?
Wow.
But to recap what happened there, he was in the pocket, pump fake once, stepped up, pump faked again, rolled out to his left. I was for sure thought he was going to run that ball.
I 100% thought he was going to run that
Kept his
ball.
Eyes down the field and threw it to Rashad Penny in the end zone. Really nice play from
Marcus
Mariota.
If you squinted, you just saw Patrick Mahomes. 215-592-9494 is how you get in. Elliot, in your trained eye, are they switching fields right now? Or are they?
So right now they're moving to sevens. They're not going to do third quarterback right now, which they normally do. I'm guessing because it's a shortened, you know, they don't have all three fields and all that. But, yeah, they're going to 7-on-7s.
Okay. So on the other side, we will bring you everything going on with 7-on-7s. 11-on-11s just got done. Jalen Hurts ran a touchdown in. Marcus Mariota threw a touchdown. We're breaking it all down live. Now, we're throwing some takes in here as well.
And usually, some standing ovations.
Well, usually when Merrill and Mike are up here, no takes because they're professionals.
They're businessmen, yeah.
I physically can't.
Yeah, come on. Like us two here, you're not going to have some takes on football?
That's exactly right. That's what we do. On the other side, 7-on-7s. We'll bring it all to you live here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back, Jack Fritz, hanging out with you. Ed Elliott Shore Parks hanging out with you live from the link.
Appreciate
That's my
it.
Bad. Totally my bad.
Sorry, I called you Zach earlier.
Now,
so.
There is something happening in the stands here, Elliott, that we are trying to wrap our heads around. I think someone let a Chiefs fan in.
I do think it's a Chiefs fan thing. Everyone
see,
is turning around.
Usually we see a fight, and I don't see a fight going
no,
on.
No, I think someone has walked in the crowd in a Chiefs fan. You're seeing a lot of boos or hearing a lot of boos. People are turning around and looking back, so... The Super Bowl from last year is still very present in the stadium right now.
Yeah, for sure. By the way, back to the 7-on-7 stuff that we've seen. Marcus Mariota in, again, no pressure on him. A guy wide open.
So key part of this. This is 7-on-7.
Seven on seven.
Pressure.
There's
literally
no pressure.
No, there's no lineman.
He threw it into the ground.
Yeah, so this last 7-on-7 drill, he went 3 for 4, missed a throw to Joseph Ngata, missed a throw to Tyree Jackson, missed a throw to Grant Calcaterra. And I'm happy you're here to see this because sometimes I feel like when I call in, it's like I'm piling on. His accuracy has been a major problem.
No, again, he's not very good.
Again, yes, he's in a new offensive system, but those are throws you should be making. There shouldn't be a difficult aspect to making those throws. In 7-on-7, you should complete pretty much every pass. Almost like, you know, Jalen completes 80-85% of his passes in the 7-on-7. To go 1 for 4 is really bad.
And if it's an incomplete pass, at least let it be a deep ball.
Yeah, yes, 100%. These are crossing patterns to tight ends. These are not difficult throws. Interesting they haven't given the third team quarterbacks any reps so far. It's just been Hurts Mariota,
which is fine with me.
I want to watch Ian Book and Tanner McKee out there.
I think I could go out there in Ian Book's jersey and if you saw me play 7-on-7, I think you'd be impressed relatively.
Well, that's how I always feel about Britton Covey. I think if they put me
are you the same height as Britton Covey?
I honestly think I might be taller than him.
Yeah
he's,
are you as shifty?
Yeah, I would say so. I would say so. Look, I've put on a little training camp weight, but outside of that.
By the way, I saw your tweet. Like, relax, man. You're in great shape.
Look, here's what happens. And you can probably appreciate this, someone that runs. I saw your video talking about
that. By the way, we don't run for a while.
I'm trying to tell you.
My face was beat right.
Yeah.
Bad.
Well, it's impressive you still did 4 miles. 4 miles is like not a lot of people could just get up and run 4 miles.
Well, some of us are built different.
Yeah, that's what you are. You are built different. But when you don't work out for a while, you really do feel it when you get back in the saddle.
This is what people expected when they tuned into the broadcast.
Well, I just tweeted out the link, so yeah, this is the play-by-play stuff.
Well,
so,
currently what you're getting is punt coverage.
Who was that? Olamide Zaccheaus just caught that punt.
Now, how has he been so far in camp? I think people are pretty excited about him. He's essentially replacing Pascal, right?
Yeah, so he's not been good so far in camp,
awesome,
in my opinion. He has 10 targets, 5 catches, not a good completion percentage, obviously, there when he's being targeted. Has gotten almost all second-team reps. But here's why this is interesting. So we're watching a punt drill right now. It's Aaron Sipos has been doing the punting. He's up first, so he's still ahead of Ty Zettner on the depth chart. But the punt returner first was Britton Covey. That's to be expected. We think he's going to have the job. Olamide Zaccheaus was the second one up. If they decide they don't want to keep Covey and they don't think Olamide is going to be as big a part of the first team offense, I do wonder if they will give him that job full time. Hasn't done it a ton in the NFL. I think he's barely ever done it. But he's shifty in space. You know, he's fast. You would think he would have a lot of the traits of somebody that would be good at it.
They gotta do something about Sipos.
That's
not a great punt. You're on the 20-yard line. He kicks it to the other 30.
So,
like, come on, man.
You got to have a
bigger leg than that.
I'll take you into what it's like to be on the sideline of a training camp practice with me. Hypotheticals all day. So, all right, let me throw one by you. You're the Eagles. You're going to be a Super Bowl contender. You need a punter. If you could get the best punter in the league, whoever that might be, the best punter.
Well, it better not be the guy that they signed last year. Who was the
Brett Kern? Yeah, the former Pro Bowler.
Yeah.
What's the most you would give up to fix the punting position? Like, would you give up a 4th-round pick?
No.
The 5th?
Sure.
So here would be my argument for trading for just whoever the best guy is. This team is going to be playing in more close games this year. Field position is going to matter so much more than it did last year. We saw in the Super Bowl how much that mattered.
I'm not trading a 4th-round pick for
punter. I don't want to hear any complaints about the punter.
Why can't I have the other guy?
He's an undrafted rookie.
So what? All punters are undrafted.
So you're going to put an undrafted rookie in games in December against the Bills, the Niners. You're going to put him in playoff games. Like, I think there's a benefit to having someone back there that you fully trust.
By the way, Sidney Brown, he already changed his number to 21?
Where have you been for being his best, his biggest fan over here?
That's that's a big development.
He changed it right before camp. He went from 43 to 21.
And his helmet just came off, and it looks like he's talking some smack down the field.
He's got the Troy Polamalu hair flowing. Yeah.
He needs to be in hair commercials with Mahomes. That's
well,
sure.
If he has a career, I think we'll see a lot of, you know, I don't want to say the brand name.
Now, what I'm gonna want is the real ones to remember when he wore 43.
So all the real fans will have a Sidney Brown 43 jersey.
Exactly right.
If you ordered that in the first four weeks, you know, 5 weeks of him being drafted, you know he's a real one.
Yeah, I'm still proud of LeSean McCoy being 29 for his
So what do you think about Jalen Hurts' number two jerseys?
Bad.
I think so, too.
He developed into Jalen freaking Hurts as number one.
So I do think there is, like what you're saying about like the Sean McCoy 29 jerseys or Brandon Graham 54 jerseys, there is something where you have that. And it's all right, Alameda Zaccheaus just fumbled a punt. Not good.
Thought that was Rager, honestly.
Yeah. Well, he had a similar number, 13 and 18. By the way, I think I saw a Jalen Rager Minnesota Vikings jersey.
Was that what was getting booed?
No, I'm talking about like out in the street. So
Okay.
me and Kristen went to see Sam Smith a few nights ago, and someone
you're the one.
Yeah, I'm the one of the five people that were there. Interesting strategy by him. He played his two most popular songs first, which I loved, but then the rest of the concert, I'm like, all right, what's going on here? Yeah. But anyway, Jalen Rager number five jersey was that moral of the story. Wondering how that happens. A Minnesota Vikings Jalen Rager number five jersey.
Unless it was Monte Rager. Taking in a Sam,
yeah, coming
a Sam
to,
Smith
coming to the game
in Philadelphia. 215-592-9494. I mean, early takeaway is 45 is a better punter. Or that's for Lovato.
47 is a better punter, you think?
Well, 47 is now Miles Jack. Whoever Kettner is
49 maybe.
Is the better punter of the
two. But here's my overall point I'll make. This is a team that is expected to win games. This is a team is like so. While
but
you can you can scoff at the idea of trading a big asset for a punter, then I don't want to hear when the punter's not good.
Because the fourth round pick's been something they've traded the last couple of years for guys.
But
that
I'm talking about getting the best in the league.
What team's giving up the best punter in the league?
I don't even know who the best punter in the league is. He could play for like you know the some trash team.
What are you returning the ball like that for?
It's
like,
good hustle, man.
Yeah, but like
Jalen Hurts dancing right now. By the way,
you're making all these cuts. Like, there's no one against you. You're making cuts against.
Oh, when you were doing reps back at Stroudsburg,
I went to Bloomsburg.
Bloomsburg, whatever, same thing.
So disrespectful. It really is. By the way, speaking of the Phillies, they took out a whole billboard. Trey Turner did saying thank you, Philly.
The everything just coming up, Jack.
It
man.
Just means.
Does
more.
It have your tweet on it?
It should.
Your video, and they got billboards now. I think that do videos. That is cool. It's very cool.
Yeah.
By the way, we've been kind of updating on the crowd here. Lower bowl completely filled.
100%.
Upper level, not about completely, but more than 50%.
Well, it seems well. No, we want to be fair and accurate because that's what we do on this broadcast and in this booth specifically.
We
do not want to disrespect this
booth.
It's like the second level, there's people in it, but there's a lot of
seats. Yeah, I agree with that.
I think that whole bowl has now gone up to the top level because I guess they get a better view from up there.
Maybe. So what would you put the over-under as fans here?
Well,
43,000?
They were expecting 50.
Okay.
They were expecting 50.
Are you think they're there?
I
mean, there's a lot of empty, you know, the back end zones. I don't know if those are open to fans.
Can I be honest? Way too much punting practice.
Well, again, you know, like
No.
I don't want to hear about the punter then. I don't want to hear about the punter. If people don't want to trade an asset for it, if people don't want to watch them practice it, then when in the Super Bowl they have a poor punt, I don't want to hear Michael Clay needs fired and blah blah blah. Like this is one of their biggest issues. It really is.
But why can't they start the other guy?
Ty Zettner?
Yeah.
They maybe can, but like he's an undrafted rookie.
They're all undrafted.
They're not. Okay, the punters are, yes. But they're not every single starting punter in the league right now is not an undrafted rookie.
I get it. It's just like I watch Sitboss out here. I'm not seeing impressive hang time. I know he's holding the ball for Jake Elliott.
The hang time has not been good from him. No, I agree with that.
I need a little more.
So what is the most you're willing to give up?
Like a 5-6, sure.
Five
See,
or
another
six.
Like again,
not a good punt.
Kick the ball in the air,
right out of bounds. He kicked it at about probably the Eagles 30.
Bounds. I'm not being sarcastic. Is his leg dead from the Giants?
Well, he's kind of limping right now.
Like he looks like he has dead leg.
Yeah. Well, it's not been good. So here comes Ty Zettner.
Thank you, my guy.
Your guy. You're officially a Ty Zettner guy. I just think he would have to – you have to be so confident in him as a person too. Like, it's a big role to step into being the starting punter on this team. Big games, playoff games, like weather. I would be worried about going with an undrafted rookie. Lamide Zaccheaus runs up, catches a punt. So he's been getting a lot of reps here at this. All right, looks like Jack's dreams coming true.
Thank you.
Special teams is over. The first team offense is running back out onto the field.
Let me make this very clear, and I hope he's driving home right now. I don't care about the special teams.
Who's he?
Ike. Ike's driving home.
You want to just
I don't need to watch special teams practice. Go run.
All right. Then I don't want to hear. All right. And Ike, if you're listening,
I'm talking about.
You don't get to complain about the special teams all year.
I can
if you don't want them
about
to
whatever
practice
I want.
It, and you don't. Only if it's Eagles related.
But
we don't get to.
No. We don't get like an open practice. Okay. You can practice.
You know, like, people in here have asked about the punter. Like,
dude,
people are worried about the punter on this.
You
team.
Can practice your little punt drills at NovaCare when only you and six people are watching.
All right.
There's 50,000 people here, throw
well,
the ball. We're
already
deep.
An hour in. I mean, practice is. All right. Here we go. We got 11
Thank
on
you.
11. Jalen Hurts in the shotgun. Kenny Gainwell behind him. Gainwell's been getting a lot of first-team reps.
Well, and I think one of the more under-talked about storylines last year was how he did in the playoffs. I mean, he turned into a legitimate playoff performer.
So my only thing with that is a lot of garbage time for Kenny Gainwell, for playoff Kenny. For as impressed as people are, they were up 14, 17 points in those games.
And I am being totally, totally biased here. He won me a good amount of money in the playoffs. Like, take it, Kenny Gainwell. Like,
national, to those who celebrate, Kenny Gainwell playoff bets. Yeah.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Big game, Kenny G.
So, Cam Jurgens once again. And by the way, for those who have been listening, Lane Johnson and Kelsey are back out there.
Good. My one thing here, Elliot, is I haven't seen much from DeAndre Swift tonight. I mean, I saw him in there once.
He runs with the second and third team.
Now, have you seen Penny out there?
Well, Penny caught the touchdown from Marcus Mariota in the end zone. Kenny Gainwell in here. All right, we have Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Throws it to A.J. Brown.
The most impressive thing for me, Elliot, with Jalen right now is that, and you talked about it, the anticipation throws. Like, it's all I've wanted. It was my biggest gripe against Carson was that it felt like he had to wait for a guy.
Well, he was awful at it. He held on to the ball. By the way, Jalen Carter got a first-team rep there. Or, no, he didn't, because this is second-team, I believe. Yeah. But he's playing against a first-team offense.
Again, and Merrill can confirm this because he came in and talked about it. It's hard to see these numbers.
It's very hard, yeah. For Merrill, he can do it all. For
yes.
for the well, amateurs here.
Well, it's not even that. It's just they're highlighted.
Yeah.
So they blend in with the
Jack's
white jersey.
Biggest takeaway from practice: the jersey
too much
numbers
punting.
Are too light. All right, so another run here. Oh, see, this one gets through. There's Penny. Penny has looked explosive, I think, at times when he's had the ball.
Yeah.
I'm a little concerned with him coming off the injury, a lower body injury, how he's doing. He's talked about how he thinks with the Eagles he could play, you know, obviously joking, another 20-plus years with how they're handling his body, how they're handling his practice rep. So keeping him healthy is a big part of this.
By the way, it was confirmed. It was a Cowboys fan that they were all
Oh, it was a Cowboys fan. Okay, so there's video of this.
Yes, a lot of middle fingers.
Okay, well, that makes sense. I thought it was a Chiefs fan. It does look like there's someone in a Chiefs jersey.
Well, there's a lot of red because
look, some more booing now.
Because people are fired up about the Phils. That's why there's a lot of red here. And a lot of people
Jack's turned the city around on him.
That's what we do, man.
Jalen Hurts, drop back in the shotgun. He's going deep.
We're going
here
deep.
We go to Devontae.
Oh.
Not a great throw.
Not a great throw. But,
although, maybe you want Devontae closer to the sideline there.
See, a guy like me puts that on the orange hash mark.
Just put it right there.
Yeah, that's where I would have put that ball.
You strike me as a real gunslinger if you played.
I'm
picture you taking a lot of checkdowns.
Well, my problem is I have no idea. That was my problem when I did play quarterback back in the day. I had no idea how to read anything.
All right, hold on. When did you play quarterback?
I played quarterback when I was like 12, 13.
Like in a game? Or are you talking about backyard?
I played organized football.
Like, you played organized football with pads, helmets, scores, refs, all those
100%.
Things. And you were the quarterback.
I'll tell you more about it after the Jalen Hurts.
All right, can't wait.
Jalen drops back.
Jalen drops back. Good pressure there. Looks like it's probably a sweat.
That would have been a sack.
Probably a sweat sack there. So Jalen's still running. It'll be interesting to see where they put him. It looks like they did give him the sack.
Do you think it's fair to say that Josh Sweat looks the best in the Kelly green? I think
yes,
I think he looks great.
The pitchers look really cool. Underrated jersey, too. Like, he's a very cool player. Defensive end, great number. He's got the cool celebration. And he's had a really good camp. Josh Sweat, I don't track sacks yet. I should probably get into that. But he feels like every day he gets good pressure at the quarterback.
Well,
and it ended that drive because now the first team offense is off the field.
And so this means That they agree that would have been a sack?
They agree it would have been a sack, yeah. Otherwise, I mean, Jalen ran all the way down to the 20.
Do you think that
Hassan Reddick still with the is that second team? No, it's first team defense out there. So Hassan Reddick is with the first team defense. And then at linebacker, it's Christian Ellis, Nicholas Moreau. You have Avante Maddox in there at starting nickel. So this is the true first team. Kayvon Wallace getting first team reps, too.
And that's surprising. You've mentioned that a couple times. Why?
Well, they like Kayvon more than I think the general public does. I know Kayvon was very popular coming out. Looks like a penalty here. The play is killed with a Marcus Mariota play is ruined because of the flag. But Kayvon Wallace is someone that the fans liked initially. Obviously, somewhat, I wouldn't even say poor play, just not really playing since
He just never did anything.
But, all right, so he talked after practice and said he spent a lot of time and money this offseason on his body. And I do think he looks in better shape than he did previously. I think before, he was a little, I mean, heavy is not the right word because obviously these guys are all in really good shape. But I think he was a bigger linebacker. This year, to me, he looks a little more agile and quicker back there. And, if you look at him now, number 42, communicating with Darius Slayer, we have the ball is snapped. Marcus Mariota, Britton Covey. See, this is what I'm talking about. Britton Covey.
Always open.
Over the middle. I really think he could be tough for cornerbacks to cover over the middle. He's so quick off the line. He's not someone, again, that's going to win on the outside. But that was an impressive play right there.
Yeah, I wonder if I mean, because the third receiver right now is Quez, but fourth
is Olamide.
Yeah,
and then after that, I mean, Joseph Ngata. We had Mike Quick in here. You know, like Mike seemed to think that he'd been playing well. I do think that Joseph Ngata has had a really good camp, and he has an NFL body. I think this is him on the outside right now. He was a number one recruit coming out of high school, went to Clemson with all really good receivers, didn't have a great time there. The quarterback play was poor. He had some injury issues, but he's a guy with a ton of talent in his body.
Is that Jalen Carter that just blew up the line?
I believe that was Fletcher Cox.
Okay, well, at least that's good. He still has good burst.
I believe that's
that is Fletcher
I believe
Cox.
It's Fletcher,
I can
yeah.
see that. But still, he got right past the right guard.
Yeah.
I believe that's Opetta.
Yes, I looks like Opetta's in there. So yeah, this is a second team offensive line. So
I see my problem with Sua Opetta is
I'm curious to hear what your issue is with Sua Opetta.
Is that I think that he and Jamon Brown tanked Carson's 2020 season.
I don't think Sua played that poorly. What's your issue with Sua? Now Jamon Brown changing his flag is his glove. But
I think the Jamon Brown is my favorite it's one of my favorite Eagles moments of the last decade.
Yeah, that was a real low moment for the team. I would agree with that.
I mean, everyone brings up the Ronnie Brown, going in for a touchdown, throwing it back.
Yeah.
I like to
That's your own personal Ronnie Brown
moment.
The
DeMarco Murray slide out of bounds.
So Nick Sirianni here is getting involved in the play. He's been very on top of the players throughout camp when he sees things he doesn't like. He's not someone that he corrects in meetings as well, but he enjoys correcting out on the field. And you just saw there, he stepped up to the offensive line, said something to him, went over the defensive line. I wonder if he's seeing some sloppy play pre-snap. That's
they did have a penalty.
About.
It was our first penalty of the night. So that
they did, yes. Yeah.
215-592-9494. We're going to take a break here. On the other side, we will bring you everything we're seeing. Second team offense is going up against the first team defense right now. So we will bring you everything going on. We are entering into the 8 o'clock hour, the last hour of practice.
Flying by.
Don't go anywhere. It's Jack Fritz, Elliott Shore Parks, live from Lincoln Financial Field.
The Bet Parks Sportsbook is the only app that I recommend, and that's because it's the only official sportsbook of the real Philly sports fan. Odds, bets, slots, and games, it's all in the palm of your hand. Download it right now. The Birds are in training camp, so it's a perfect time to make those pro football futures bets on the Bet Parks Sportsbook app. Here are the favorites and the potential payouts if either of these teams win it all this year. A $50 wager on KC, that pays $300. A $50 wager on Philly, that pays $350. You can bet pro football futures on individual player performances right now. Join me and download the Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app. New customers make a winning bet, a $10 bet, and get $125 in bonus sportsbook bets back. Must be a winning bet, and bonus bets must be wagered once. It's all there. Spread, same game parlays, and much more. Bet Parks is also an official betting operator of the PGA Tour. Bet golf with Bet Parks.